So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latto speaking. Welcome to Business Growth Show. So in today's session, let's talk to you about the four keys to business success, as I perceive them. There's actually a few more, but we only have space for four. So that's what we thought we'd do this morning. Anyway, hope you're well today. We're actually running a little bit later than normal. It's 9 a.m. in the UK. Normally we go live at like 7:30 in the morning, but that's because we're an hour ahead. Anyway, I was supposed to go do CrossFit this morning, but I realised I couldn't actually be bothered. So that's why it was all, anyway, it's all being put back. Anyway, let's talk about the four keys to business success. So number one, we've got consistency, we've got visibility, we've got credibility, and we've got predictability. I'm actually going to run through each of those one by one for you. And let's start off with the first one, which is consistency. In order for you to have a successful business, you're going to have to do the things sometimes that you don't want to do on a consistent basis. So, for example, one of the things that we do very consistently now, although the time has changed this morning, but one of the things we do is we go live and we podcast pretty much every day, Monday through Friday. Normally it's really early. Like I said, today it's a little bit later, but we go live almost every day and we're very, very consistent on that. And when I look at our podcast downloads, what are we? We're on the 16th of February, and probably tomorrow we will take over last month's entire download total. And so that's what consistency gives you. It gives you this opportunity to grow over a period of time. And I can guarantee that if we do this for the rest of the year, you know, we go live 5 times a week in the morning for the rest of the year, our podcast downloads this year will be the greatest number of downloads that we'll have. And the only difference is it's not that the podcasts get better and better and better, although we hope that they do, but we're much more consistent. One of the other things I've been doing to be consistent, and I've been getting my ass kicked by my accountant. We now have a folder full of receipts for all the properties that we own. So we've got a couple of folders on the desk here. There's 24 in each folder. We've got a couple that we fill in. And when a receipt comes in, boiler, maintenance, whatever, every single receipt now gets printed out, put in those folders, and it goes over to the accountant who's based in Barcelona, because we have to use a Spanish accountant now. Thank you, Brexit, for costing me an extra £6,000 every year for no reason at all. Wonderful. But one of the things I've really struggled with is being consistent on dealing with my accounts. And so we've actually moved towards a better system, mostly because I've been getting my ass kicked. But again, it's about being consistent. If you speak to your customers on a regular basis, like once a quarter, you make it an effort to go out and speak to all your customers, you know, you're going to get better. You're going to get more consistent results. And it's about consistent effort. If you go to the gym every morning, even if it's just for 25 minutes every single morning, you're going to get better results from somebody who just goes every Saturday, because you're more consistent. You're going to get more consistent results. And consistency is really a habit, and it's a very difficult habit to get into the routine of. And also, if it's not a habit that's been solidified, it's actually quite easy for that habit to get knocked off. So it happened to me on my CrossFit and my weight loss journey, and it happens all the time. It's really easy for it to get knocked off course. And so it's because I've not built up enough consistency in the way that I do things. And I'm constantly playing with, at what time of the day do I do my consistent things? So I now have a shower and a coffee before the wifey and little one go off to work. So then once they go off, not that the little one works, she's at school, but when they go off, I'm then ready to do my food planning, my budget planning. And then I'm supposed to go do CrossFit, and it hasn't happened this morning, but that's what used to happen last summer, and hopefully we'll get there. I think it's the weather, actually, that's put me off. It's just bloody cold. But it only takes 5 minutes of working out to get warm anyway, and then you're actually grateful for the cool weather anyway. But getting consistent can be, you know, very, very difficult. And some areas you're going to be really good at, and other areas you have to make a conscious effort to go and do the stuff that you know you need to do. So it's like live streaming. This morning, I really couldn't be bothered live streaming. And it's because normally I do it an hour ago. You know, normally I have my shower, I have my coffee, the wife and little one goes off to school, and then I go live. and we're moving it all around. And so we're just playing about with seeing what times of the day are best to fit into my lifestyle and the way that I actually work. And everybody, by the way, is going to be different. One of the things that you that will make getting consistent easier is to actually plan your calendar better. So, and have a morning routine. So it's almost like, what's the most important aspects that you can do? So, and I would suggest, by the way, we've probably got this right. So shower and coffee, like it goes without saying, life does not begin unless you've had a shower or a coffee in my world. I am not awake until both of those things have happened. And sometimes it's a second cup of coffee. But then the other two things that are probably the most important bits in my life are, not the most important bits in my life, but my most important bits in my workday are going live, being visible, which is obviously the next one that we're going to talk about, but we're not there yet. But being in front of people, going live, so people can see us constantly. You know, those that want to listen to what we've got to say, we're here. They can find us easily. Those that don't, awesome. And those that fall on our content by accident, awesome again. But in order to be consistent, it's like, for me, I found it really difficult. For me to do this at 6 p.m, it's really hard. I'm tired. I've had a busy day. It just doesn't work. It's not a consistent thing. It's not a habit for me. And so I actually think that you should do the most important things first thing in the morning. So, you know, go live and then go to CrossFit. They're probably the two most important things that I should be doing. And really, I need to get to CrossFit for 9 o'clock. So I'm back here for like 9:15, 10:30, showered, and then ready to go on with the rest of the day. And we're messing about with all these different times, trying to work out what's right and what's wrong. And actually, if I just got really organized the night before on the content by 8:10, let's say 8:15, I'm pressing go live because it's all created the night before. That's really what should happen. It doesn't right now. But you go live, 8:15, you go for 30 minutes, 8:45, CrossFit's 5 minutes in the car, I'm already changed, and off we go with CrossFit, we get back. Very tight on the timings there. That's really where success comes from, in my opinion. And getting that timing really tight. When we've had masses of success, we've utilized a time management system, which is plugging everything into the calendar. And it works like no one's business. I mean, it just works so, so well. And we haven't used that for quite some time. And actually, that's definitely something that we need to start working on ourselves. And that will help get us more consistency. So one of the other things, one of the other keys, I should say, to business success is getting visible. Like, why do you think we go live every day? Why do you think we have podcasts that you can download on Spotify and Amazon and iTunes and all the rest of it? Why do you think we've got a YouTube channel? Why do you think we pull out, you know, so in this video, for example, we've got 4 sections, 1, 2, 3, 4, and we'll pull out each individual section and then make videos on that, and then that gets posted out. Why do you think we do all that stuff? Even though sometimes, like there's not many people watching right now, if anybody, but it doesn't matter. The success comes afterwards. It's not about being live and how many viewings you get there and then. It's about, first of all, how many people watch your content after you've gone live. And second of all, who are the people that are watching your content? Are they people that are going to take action? Are they people who love what you do? And just wait for the right time to then pick up the phone and or fill in the form and get a strategy session. And that's absolutely right. We're not in this for mass market influencer type marketing. That's not why we do this. We're here to build a brand over a period of time. But the only way you can build that brand over a period of time is you've got to get visible somehow. And how are you going to get visible? Is it advertisements in newspapers? Is it billboards? Is it sign written vehicles? Is it leaflet drops? Is it Facebook ads, Google ads? Are you going live on YouTube and Facebook and in groups and on LinkedIn and on Twitter like we are right now? Is it all of those things? And then is it getting your podcast onto iTunes so people can accidentally find your content and then start listening to you? And then they listen to us and go, oh my gosh, what a northern monkey he is. He sounds just like me. Somebody who's successful from Leeds. Thank God for that. There's not that many people up north that have shows like this. And that alone stands out. And obviously there are people who do that. And there should be more. You should be running your own content. You know, people think they're not good enough. And I can tell you now, you are good enough. And even if you're not, it doesn't really matter. It's about getting visible and getting in front of other people. So getting visible for your business and for you, because you are your brand effectively, and increasing your visibility in 2022 is really going to pay off in the long term, I feel. So one of the other keys to business success is credibility. It's like, you know, you have to kind of justify why people should use you. So, you know, we've had over a million minutes watched on YouTube. We've got hundreds of thousands of podcast downloads. We've got millions of pounds of property. We moved over to Spain. We're very successfully living here in Spain. We built a network here so that we can survive. We've got all this stuff, and the credibility also comes from the fact that the work that you do for your customers, and your customers speak well about you. But there's all sorts of different ways of getting credible, like being 20 stone and dropping to 15 stone is a credible way. And then you can talk about the discipline that you've learned from that journey and how you then implement that into your business. And so you can use the visibility that you're getting to then talk about that journey. And that then builds credibility as well. The fact that you're on iTunes is instant credibility. My kids are like, are you on iTunes, Dad? How the hell are you on iTunes? How does that work? Next to Beyonce. We're not next to Beyonce. So, but getting credible is really, really important. Now, what's interesting, I find, is that credibility can actually come from you. It's like, you know, what's the story that people are telling about you, and where does the information for that story comes from? And this is one of the reasons why I think you should be visible, because if people are going to talk about me, I want them to talk about me using the actual facts, not stuff that's rumour or made up or completely and utterly wrong. Well, where do the facts come from? Well, the facts come from me. So me increasing my visibility will instantly and automatically increase your credibility. You're live, you're putting yourself out there, you're telling stories about your past, stories about clients that you've helped. Instantly, you're getting this credibility that's increasing all the time. And it's one of the keys to business success in 2022. With so many fake testimonials, so many fake five-star reviews, so many fake viewers, so many fake subscribers, so many fake followers. The whole world is full of fake and lying right now. It's just this bizarre thing. And I think that if you can be authentic and be your authentic self, that again will help build credibility for you. Okay, what's next then? Predictability is definitely one of the keys to business success. And what do I mean by predictability? And I'm really referring to predictability of cash flow. Specifically, I'm referring to cash flow here in this topic. If you can have a business where you know over the next 4 months you've got clients coming in, that's brilliant. Not clients coming in, but cash flow coming in. One of the reasons why we do the digital marketing like we do, you come on board, you sign a 4-month contract. Like 90% of our clients actually stay well beyond that. We've got clients who have been with us, well, since the start, really, and certainly for the last few years. And so as we take on more clients, we know that they're likely to stay for another 3 months, another 6 months, another 12 months. And so we're able to build this predictable income so that we know when the cash flow is going to come in. Now, by the way, you know, one of the downsides is if you do lose a client, and you never lose a client a month or anything like that, you always lose them all at the same time, the same month for whatever reason. If it's come to a natural end, they've gone to do something else, whatever reason that they decided to come to an end. So this is one of the downsides of predictability, is that if you've got 20 clients and 5 clients all end their contract on the same month, on the same day, you've now got this gap of 15 clients to fill. So that's kind of a problem. So the way to solve that is that you just have more clients than you need to cover your costs. And then the other side of this is you should be building a war chest of cash so that you've got 3, 4, 6 months of no extra clients coming in, and yet all your bills are still paid. No additional income coming in. You can even lose a few clients, but you've still got 4, 5, 6 months worth of cash sat in the bank just in case. Certainly, those businesses that didn't have that, that went through COVID and they lost all their income, restaurants is a great example, really, when we think about that, pubs, anything kind of that way orientated, entertainment and so on. You know, even people who work in TV, actors who are on the telly, and you think, wow, they're famous. They've got no problem with money. As soon as the money stops coming in because they couldn't film anymore, some have gone bust. One guy was working at like McDonald's or was a taxi driver. He's an actor on telly on Emmerdale or whatever he was on. And it's because they haven't got this predictable income. And not only have they not got this predictable income, because they thought it was predictable, I mean, EastEnders for the next 20 years, but they also didn't have any cash saved up so that when it happened, when whatever it happens to be, something going badly wrong in life, the universe, the world, pandemic, whatever, they weren't prepared for any of that. And so some of the predictability comes from preparedness. Preparedness from having cash sat in a bank. Trust me on this. If you've got 10 grand sat in your bank and your monthly expenses are 2 grand, you're going to sleep a lot better at night knowing that if something goes wrong, you lose your job, you've got 5 months worth, and maybe squeeze it to 6 or 7 if you kind of budget a little bit better. Like, that is life changing. It's game changing. It changes your mentality. And so instead of having to run around, put out fires, you're now running around going, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, we can create this. And the difference between one and the other is fundamentally different. And that all comes from being predictable. Anyway, look, I hope that's useful for you. Quick one today. It went on for about 16 minutes. Nice quick one today, but we've got stuff to do. We'll catch up with you in tomorrow's podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourselves a wicked day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.